That was hard to understand. I think that was Dirk Nowitzki who slammed it in, and I'm going to ask our next guest if he was there and actually can confirm that Dirk Nowitzki actually dunked. Mark Gottfried on the line with us right now. Hey, Mark, how you doing?
I'm great. How are you?
Wonderful. Did Nowitzki fire in a dunk yesterday?
He did. Well, it wasn't yesterday, 2 days ago, but rare for him, but he got it done.
Hey, Mark, before we get to the stuff we want to talk to you about, I saw something. Your dad's in here with me, too. Joe, I didn't even mention this. Last Thursday night, Louisiana Tech was playing, and one of their players was assessed a technical for what the official called a vicious dunk. Mark, have you ever seen that or been in a game where that happened?
No, and I actually watched it. And, you know, when you're not there, you don't know the whole story. But from what I saw, that was absolutely the most ridiculous thing I've ever seen. But, you know, again, you don't know if there was something said or that kind of thing. But I hope it wasn't just for dunking the basketball. That would be a little bit outrageous.
What is a vicious dunk? I didn't see it.
He just dunked it really hard. And
I mean, they all dunk hard.
That was a strange, strange thing. And again, when you're not there, you don't know maybe what led up to it or those type things. But I have a hard time believing that's all that it was.
Hey, Mark, you're with the Dallas Mavs. Tell your listening audience, you know, what your role is with the Mavs.
Well, for this year right now, it's primarily watching, you know, college players. And I've watched some of the players in the D-League and then some NBA games as well. But for the majority of the time, it's helping the Mavericks prepare for the draft, you know, who we could potentially draft this year. We're going to have a high pick, probably 1 through 5 in that range. And then, you know, with some trades, we could end up with some others, some early second-round picks. So, you know, my role right now is to work with the other scouts in the front office and the people at Dallas to evaluate all these guys. I think yesterday I watched a game. I'm in Houston right now, and I think it was my 61st basketball game of the year, college game. So I've seen a lot, and I've seen a lot of players, and, you know, we'll kind of go from there as we get to the end of the year and get ready for the draft.
Mark, best college team you've seen in person this year?
Well, there's the interesting thing. I don't know that there's just one team. I've watched Villanova twice. I really like their team. No real superstars, but, boy, they play well together and pass the ball and move the ball, and I love their point guard, Jalen Brunson. You know, Michigan State to me is really good. Now, I watched them at Ohio State. Interesting. They were number one in the country, and Ohio State just beat the drawers off of them that day. But I do think they're really good. And Virginia, I have not watched Virginia in person this year. I think Virginia is just such a hard team to play against. They're going to be there. I've watched Purdue twice. Purdue is a veteran, old, juniors and seniors type team. And then they got the big kid, Isaac Haas, at 7'2", and he's just a, you know, big mountain of a young man. So those four, to me, probably separate out a little bit more from the others.
We talked about early in the year, I predicted on this radio show that I thought Duke might win the entire national championship based on the recruiting that they had. Bagley, perhaps the number one player in the NBA draft or the second player. But they've not played up to the expectations, not only me, but a lot of people. You've seen Duke play 2 or 3 times. What's the problem there? Or there may not be a problem.
Well, you know, it's easy when we all sit and watch. You know, it's hard when you're, you know, coaching a team. So now it's easy for me to, you know, have all the answers. But I've actually watched them 7 times this year. I've watched Duke play. And the biggest thing with Duke, and here's what I think people have to always remember. They had a phenomenal recruiting class. They've got, you know, 4 freshmen who I think will probably go in the top, you know, 3 will go in the top 15 picks probably. But I think what's happened is you just have a young team. They're young. You know, you go on the road, you play at Carolina, or they play at wherever. It's hard for young guys at college basketball. And when you have a collection of that many young guys at one time, they're going to have ups and downs. And they're the type of team, talent-wise, they could get hot at the tournament, and they could roll through that thing. Or, you know, they can get upset on a given night because defensively they're not maybe engaged, or they're not just, you know, all the way ready to play against a certain team. But talent-wise, they're tremendous. They haven't had great point guard play. The young kid, Trayvon Duval, has struggled a little bit. probably hurt them some. But, you know, they're talented enough to string it together come tournament time.
Preview of the NCAA Selection Committee came out with their top 16, Mark. I don't know if you have had a chance to really look it over, but if you did, any surprises, anything there that you'd like to comment on with the Sweet 16?
Well, I think not a surprise, but I think it's worth mentioning. Bruce Pearl, I think, has just done an amazing job to think of, you know, kind of where Auburn basketball was the last couple of years before he got there. And, you know, they've had some things happen there, and we'll see how all that plays out. But Bruce has done an amazing job with this team. And a team, again, they don't have a bunch of superstars, not one great player, but they defend well. They're big and strong. I mean, he's got them playing at a high level. I think, if I'm not mistaken, I think Kentucky comes in there soon.
Tomorrow.
I watched Kentucky a couple nights ago. I was at the Texas A&M game when Texas A&M beat them pretty bad, but that'll be a fun one to watch. But I think Auburn and where they are today, now whether they can finish, you know, the year there, I don't know. But remarkable for them guys to be sitting in a potential, you know, 2-3 seed in the tournament if they can maintain things.
Early in the year when we looked at Kentucky's roster, they had two or three or maybe a few more, or four anyway, guys that were going to be probably projected to be drafted this year. And then when that's 16 teams came out, there's no Kentucky, no Big Blue. You know, how will they fare in this thing, or what's happening with Kentucky this year?
Yeah, and again, I was there two nights ago at Texas A&M and watched them, and I think with Kentucky, they have a hard time scoring. And again, I think what we're used to seeing Kentucky with DeMarcus Cousins, Anthony Davis, John Wall, you know, guys that were, you know, top five, top ten picks in the draft that were really good, and there were, you know, multiple guys like that on every team. I don't think this team has that. I don't think this team has, you know, they may have one and a half first round guys. I mean, they're not. This is not a typical talent loaded Kentucky group of freshmen. And so now you've got, you know, a lot of freshmen playing, a lot of young guys who are good players, but may not be the superstar level guys that some of the guys he's had in the past. And, you know, right now they're a team that struggles to score the ball a little bit. So, you know, we'll see how they kind of fare down the stretch. But not the talent-loaded type teams that we're used to seeing from Kentucky.
Mark, which team, Alabama or Auburn, is built to maybe do something in the NCAA tournament?
Well, I think Auburn's going to get in for sure. I don't know yet about Alabama. They got some work to do. Now, they've had some nice wins, and they've done a great job with that, but I think it's going to depend on how they finish. I like Auburn's team because what happens in college basketball, if you can ever get old, and it's hard to get old, juniors and seniors, guys that have been in the program for a little while, and Bruce has got a couple of those guys. Bruce has also got some guys that you could put some football pads on them, and they look like they fit. They're big and strong and thick, and they can defend, and they rebound. They're tough. I like that team, and they'll be a hard out once they get into the tournament.
Final question, because we got to let you go. We're almost done. How's it working for Mark Cuban? Have you met him much? Do you get a chance to cross?
Oh yeah, he's a fantastic guy. He's very engaged. He's very involved. He's at every game. Every game, and home or away, and he's involved in everything they do with the Mavericks. It's his team, and you know, it's been fun to get to know him. We've talked about Shark Tank a few times and had fun doing that, but you know, so far in my interaction with him, he's just been terrific.
They say he's a terrific owner. Do you always fly first class?
He is. I don't, but I'm sure he does on his own plane.
Can't thank you enough, Mark. Hope to catch up to you very soon, okay? Appreciate it.
All right, guys. Thank you.